Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her Mrs. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her Mrs. Hello, everyone. This is episode 14 of
Harper Bliss
and her Mrs.
We're recording this on Monday, 24 September 2018. I will apologize in advance because I have a cold and I might cough and sneeze and maybe my voice might be more sultry than usual.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have to cough and sneeze, try and do it, you know, not in the direction of the microphone.
Not nice. In your direction.
And not in my direction either. That would be nice.
Okay, I'll try.
And if you hear some extra weird noises, our cat's going a little bit crazy at the moment. You know, you might think there's a pigeon or something with in the room with us. It's just Dolly.
She got new toys today.
Yes.
Which is just, you know, it is the craziest toy.
So she is now crazy about those little silicone arm bracelets, you know, that you have for causes and promotion
that
and
you
stuff.
Get at Elcon from certain authors.
Yes, so we got
namely
one,
two.
we got some at Elcon, and she just loves running around after it. If you throw it, she'll bring it back to you so you can throw it again.
Like a doggy.
Yes.
She just brought it in.
She just got a new one today and it's already broken in two, which is normal. But lasted for a week or two, right? Before it was
longer.
Before it completely disintegrated.
I think, yeah, maybe almost 3 weeks.
Yes. So we'll see how long this one lasts. I mean, we ordered five, so we have a bit of time before we have to reorder.
It's her favorite toy that she's ever had.
Yes. And it's like she talks to it and she, you know, she brings it to you. And if you don't throw it again immediately,
she's in love with it.
She'll meow at you in a very indignant way.
I think she has feelings for it.
Yes.
More than for us.
But not for one specific one, just for the genre.
I think maybe it's a silicone fetish.
Maybe.
That's a good title for the podcast. Our cat has a silicone fetish.
Okay, I'll use that.
Okay.
So, if there are weird noises, although I think now she's calming down a bit.
She's just regarding it intently.
Yes, considering whether she should run after it and bring it to us or just, like, take a nap. It's a hard life being a cat.
Oh, yeah, I wish I was a cat sometimes.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty peaceful life most of the time.
You don't have to deal with Harper Bliss.
Well, you do if you're Harper Bliss's cat.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't know I'm Harper Bliss.
No, that's true.
She doesn't care.
That's true.
I could be, I don't know.
Anyone.
Jay.
Yes.
No, because she's allergic to cats. Oh, no, her roommate was allergic to cats. One of the two. Anyway. We digress. How was your week?
Well, you know, it wasn't the best of weeks this week.
It was a shit week. It was just the worst, one of the worst weeks I ever had. But, I mean, I won't go into detail, but, you know, something happened in my family, which caused me to, then I got this cold, and I was not able to write as of Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on a very strict deadline because today, Monday, T.B. Markinson and I were supposed to start our co-write.
Yeah.
But she did the first chapter. I was supposed to write the second one today, but I had to ask for an extra day because, you know, I wanted to finish Ping Bean 9 before I started on
this co-write.
But, you know, I think this is a perfect example of how life will always happen and shit will always happen in your life. And I think, you know, I think I didn't beat myself up over it too much about not being able to write. I just couldn't do it. It was just, you know, too many emotions. And sometimes it happens and then there's always a solution. Like, you know, I could ask TB if, you know, we could just start a day later. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just didn't need to make a big drama out of it.
And, you know, some things are more important than writing lesbian romance.
Yeah.
Sometimes things happen that put everything into perspective, and you realize you shouldn't make that much of a drama if you're not able to write for a day or 2 days or a week, you know.
No, it's true. It made me think about my priorities because, you know, my number one priority is always writing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're pulling away from me.
No, I'm pulling away from the microphone so we're at the same distance. Otherwise, we're at different volumes.
And I was just going to say something like super sweet. But now, I don't know, you did this pulling away.
It was not from you.
No, so my number one priority every day is writing. But I think I'm starting to rethink this.
Uh-huh.
Maybe my number one priority should just be you.
I second the statement.
Relationship.
Well, yes, I mean, you know.
Or like, you know, other things in life. Because writing, I mean, no matter how much I love it. And also, I mean, writing does help me in stressful times. Not just my journal, but also like the actual writing. I can do a lot of processing from life in it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's still work. And I don't know. I don't think that work should be the most important thing in your life.
No, definitely not.
Even though in our lives it is.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, I don't know if it is the most important thing. It's a big part.
In my life, then.
It's a big, big part. But other things are, I mean, we attach importance to other things as well.
My cat.
For example. And each other.
Yeah.
But it can always be a little bit more. Anyway.
Anyway.
You also listen to our podcasts.
Oh, yeah, because I had this horrible day on Thursday. I was home alone. You were away. I said, oh, I need to cheer myself up. So I said, oh, but, you know, why don't I listen to some episodes of Harper Bliss and her missus? And you know what? It really helped. I hadn't listened in a long time. But now that we started again, I said, okay, maybe I should give it a listen. And I really enjoyed it.
Well, at least they're making one person happy. That's good.
Yeah, and then throughout the week, you know, I listened to some more because, you know, it was such a downer this mm-hmm. whole week, the past weekend. So now I'm almost entirely caught up on all the episodes of Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
So there we need to record already. More.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. But maybe by the time the next tragedy happens, you know, we'll have some more backed up.
I hope so. Yeah,
I don't know. So. It seems to be like I can only listen to them like in a big spurt and then I need a break. I don't know why.
Well, so maybe you could take a break now and then you can save them up for next time.
No, I actually have one more left and then this one.
Aye.
So I'm not going to save them up. But as I told you, after I listened to them, I said, actually, your voice is really good in audio. You should read some of my stories.
Well, yes, we'll see about that.
But you said, but then I have to read. Thanks. And I actually only have one short story that doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, maybe we'll start with that one and then we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, maybe listeners can weigh in and we can ask them what they think of this.
We'll see. I think it's one thing to have a voice that, you know, sounds semi-okay on a podcast. It's a completely different thing, you know, to read a story and give it the necessary inflections and emotions and everything in that.
No, that's true.
I'm not an actress, which I think you have to be to record fiction into audio, well, to make it, you know, pleasant.
Yeah, but sometimes you surprise me when you say something in audio because you sound so different than in normal life.
I do.
Yeah, you have so much more, I don't know if it's the right word, intonation. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you never speak like that to me in our regular life.
I don't.
No.
No. Maybe we just don't speak to each other enough.
Well, no, but when you explain something to me, it's not like that. So maybe next time when you try to explain something to me, can you do it like in an...
Like as if we were recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll imagine the microphone.
That would be much better for my concentration.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
Okay, so this is my entertainment recommendation of the week, Harper Bliss and Her Misses. Okay, so did we just watch the Bodyguard finale?
Yes.
No spoilers, but I read an article in The Guardian. Well, it was not specifically about Bodyguard, but it was about several new shows in the UK where, you know, experts of the professions that are portrayed say if it's realistic. And well, obviously Bodyguard is like completely unrealistic, but also because the bodyguard in it, he protects the Home Secretary, who is a woman. They said in real life we would surely get a woman
to protect
her, which, you know, as I said at the end of this episode, the main character should have been a woman. a lesbian. Yes. She could have gotten it done.
Of course. No, yeah, it's true.
And it would have been so much better for us.
Yeah. But I think most of the backstory would have worked if it was a woman as well. I mean,
yeah,
women are in the military these days.
So many.
And lesbians. In the police force and everything. So,
they should have. This was an excellent opportunity to take it one step further, because this is 2018, you know, lesbians on television are hot.
Yes, that is true, but they didn't, so it was a man. Anyway.
Were you satisfied with the finale?
Yeah, kind of.
No, I was quite satisfied. Yeah. But just the whole thing, I mean, you know, I didn't have that much... empathy.
But again, they had to, you know, I mean, I know I'm not going to say anything because otherwise it's going to spoil it for people who haven't seen it. So, something else we've been watching.
The Great British Bake Off.
Now, that is a feel-good show, if ever there was one.
Do we have a man crush on Rahul?
A little bit. He's so cute.
We want to adopt him.
Well, we want him to come bake for us.
Yeah, that would be nice.
He's very, very funny. He's like a cartoon character.
Everyone has a crush on Rahul.
Yes, yes. No, he's... he's great. And you have the hots for Prue. You said so.
Well, you know, she's like a quintessential cougar.
Yeah, she is.
Was she too old?
No, I don't know. She's just a bit different from what you usually find hot, I think.
She bakes.
No, I don't know. She's just a different style, but she's like very eccentric in the way she dresses and her glasses and her jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
I think you usually go for something a bit more stern.
I like to mix it up a bit.
Yeah, no, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not reproaching, you know, it's fine. You can have the hots for whomever you want.
Thank you. So can you.
Thank you very much. I don't have the hots for Paul Hollywood.
No, neither do I.
Or for that Sandy Toksvig.
No.
Her hair is just too bouffant in this season.
No, I don't think the hair is a problem. I think the problem is she reminds us too much of your godmother. She's like a lesbian version of your godmother, and it's just,
No. Cannot. But the program itself is always feel good.
It's like, how did I call it? It's like a warm hug of a show.
It is.
If you feel bad, you should watch The Bake Off.
Yes, it's like, because... you know, because it's British, it doesn't have all the, I don't know, the superfluous emotional stuff that American shows usually have, kind of competition shows. It's just like everybody's nice, everybody helps each other. Oh, it's just nice to see.
And the entertainment comes from, like, genuine emotions.
Yes.
But that's not right. I mean, yeah, it is genuine emotions, but that makes it sound like a bit heavy, but it's not. It's so light.
Yeah, but usually the emotions are like, you know, the happy emotions.
It's about cakes, right?
Because the cake came out of the oven.
And it really is just about cakes. You made a couple of cakes.
I did. Well, one of them went better than the other. I made a banana cake.
Well, we called it fruit bread because then we felt less guilty when we were eating it. That was really good.
Yes, and then I made an apple cake the next week, but that one wasn't as successful. It tasted good, but it looked frightful.
It was good.
We still have some in the fridge. Yeah. I think we have to toss it out.
It's just too much cake,
much cake, yeah. Should make smaller cakes.
Yeah.
Cakes for two people.
Maybe this week you shouldn't make a cake.
I won't.
Make something else.
I'll try and find something else to make. We'll see.
Well, maybe I'll make something for you. That hasn't happened in a while.
That'll be the day.
Cooking is not my thing. Like we're also watching MasterChef, and my overriding emotion is, why would someone do this to themselves? Why would they go on television and cook while so many people are watching them and filming them? It's like, for me, it's a nightmare for me.
I think it's really fun to see.
But still it's so
and
stressful.
And it's inspiring, you know. We want to try and make the stuff they make, but it is stressful. I wouldn't do it myself.
There's a lesbian in it.
Yes, well.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Quite like her.
Yeah, no, she's great.
Zoe Lyons.
Yeah, she's funny.
She can cook. She can come here and cook for me.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And I looked her. I googled her. Obs, as one does. She lives in Brighton. We were there.
Yes, we didn't see her though.
No, I don't think we'll return to Brighton.
Well, probably not. Anyway.
Unless we have a compelling reason, that reason being Zoe Lyons.
Yeah, okay. Well, Zoe Lyons, if you want to invite us, we'll come to Brighton. And if you want to invite us to yours.
Eat your potato croquettes.
Yeah, and, you know, cook for us. We'll happily come and taste your food.
Maybe not the two soups, though.
No, not the two soups. But, you know, I think you made some really good beef dish.
Nobody is going to get this.
If you're
this
in the UK.
Why I enjoy listening to Harper Bliss and her missus so much. This is like...
You're the only person who gets the jokes.
Yes.
I think we should stop talking about British cooking shows, though, now.
Yeah. Maybe we should.
Yes.
I want to say something about my lesfic.
Okay.
Because one of the reasons why we started this podcast was to promote my lesfic, but we've forgotten to do it.
Yeah, so far we've hardly ever mentioned it.
We should have this call to action at the end, but we don't have any of that. We are so unprofessional. But I did write a blog post for my lesfic this week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Big news. I've never done that before. So, and in this blog post, I explain why, especially for new authors who have no marketing budget, which I understand, my lesfic is actually a really good option. And I give you all the numbers. And I do want to say the numbers are quite conservative. So,
yes.
I mean, I'm not going to repeat the numbers here on the podcast. If you want to see them, I'm going to get them wrong.
You go to mylesfic.com on the blog. It's, you know, it's on there.
Yes.
And if you are a new author looking for ways to get your name out to readers, my lesfic is a good option.
Yeah.
And it's not very expensive.
No, it's actually really cheap.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we have some authors who say, I really want to, but I can't afford this. But, I mean, you know, you can spare $5. I think you can spare $5.
Well, yes, you read the blog post because people might say, oh, $5, I do it. It's not $5, but read the blog post and yes. all will be explained.
Yes. And also I explain that, you know, all the things you get for those $5, which is not just a listing in my lesfic and a certain number of sales, you get visibility. And yes. As a new author, that is exactly what you want. So, but anyway, I've explained all of this in the blog post. But also, we will be doing some more blog posts. I have my author interviews.
Yes, so we're planning on trying to get the authors who advertise on my lesfic to take a short interview.
Yes, and who is the first author that's going to do it?
I don't know, could it be Harper Bliss?
Yeah, I've already done it.
So, yeah.
But the author interview has not yet been published. But yeah, we should maybe do it.
We'll soon. Do it soon.
And then I think maybe the second author should be.
I don't know, who should it be?
Caroline Bliss.
Ah, okay.
For Christ's sake.
Okay, maybe.
Yes, we'll you see. Should. Although I mean, maybe technically we'll you have not had. Oh yeah, you have had my lesfic. Because have we not done that summer anthology you co-edited with me?
Yes.
But that was under your real name.
Yes.
But it's all the same anyway.
Yes. Well, we'll see. Maybe my interview can be a bit later, so it's not just us. We will see.
Yeah.
To be determined.
So we will try to have a bit more content on my lesfic. And also maybe we will mention it a bit more often on our podcast.
We'll try and make a permanent
note of
that.
Because that's the whole point of this. It's not just the point is not just to cheer me up.
No, that's true. We'll leave this my lesfic malarkey up in the notes so we don't forget to mention it.
Okay. Do you have anything to say? Did you have any special achievements this week?
I think I mentioned last week that I was hired to design a cover for someone, and the author, I sent her a proposal and she liked it, so that was good news.
She was so easy to work with.
Yes, compared to Harper Bliss. Oh my god.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh, come on, you're doing a cover for me now, and immediately I'm saying, oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah. No, so that was great. And it was a tough week for me as well. But,
yeah,
you know, it happens. So,
okay,
this is not a good note to end on.
No, you should tell a joke. That we always have emergency jokes for when one of us is down.
Yeah, but
actually, you're the only one who has emergency jokes because you're never come to me and say, "Oh, I'm down. Tell me a joke."
But I never remember the jokes. When you ask me for one, I always have to go on my phone. So at this point, I don't know a joke either.
No, I cannot remember. I cannot never perform under pressure. So I can definitely not remember a joke on this podcast because this is a very pressured situation.
Anyway, I think we should stop rambling for this week.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
So I hope you tune in again next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com. We also have a favor to ask. If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us. Thank you.